non-believers who have such an important role to play in the strategy of spreading the Holy Name throughout the island. It's impossible to do this work without hundreds and thousands of devotees, because the prediction was that the Holy Name would be spread very far and wide. So I can say that in Mauritius, I think most likely every town and village has heard the Holy Name. But there's a lot of work to be done. The work consists in cultivating every home, every house in this island. And that is only possible when there's thousands and thousands of leaders in the village, in the places where the people live. And that needs a formation. The formation is reading Srila Prabhupada's books. All the instructions are given there. And these books, these instructions will guide us on our path to achieve the goal of spreading Krishna consciousness and making this island actually the first Krishna conscious country. It's not impossible. We've been here only since 1975. 40 years, less than 40 years. And when we came first, we had no place to stay. We stayed at one man's house in Belarus. And he was an acquaintance from Kenya. And he was the first Namhanta man in Mauritius. He hosted us and he started to organize programs everywhere. Every night there were programs at his house and at his neighbor's house. Till within 1 week or 2 weeks the place became too small. So we shifted to another place. Like this it spread. It spread from zero. You must imagine it spread from zero. And it became like a wildfire. By the time in 1980 when Arjuna Prabhu had come back from India, everything was surcharged with Hare Krishna, but we couldn't harness the energy that was there. And then when Prabhu Arjuna came back, we were staying in Lalati, on the third floor of the building. And we had a nice program going. But when he came, he started to preach in Creole. While previously, I would only speak in English or French. And this, there was a barrier. There was no communication really with the public. And Prabhupada Arjuna came and started to preach in Creole. And it was like putting a match to a dry sugar cane field. Everything just started to take fire. And within 4 weeks of his arrival, we had to leave this place in Lalmati because it was just becoming too small. We went to Rose Hill. We rented a huge building. A huge building, very nice building, story building, nice lawn, and it was a beautiful centrally located place. But that place, within 4 months, it was only too small. So we had no other option than to look for another building. So I found the famous White House. And the rent was so expensive that he had no way of paying his rent. It's 5,000 rupees a month. So at that time, another great pioneer of Krishna consciousness within the country, his name was Tulsidas from South Africa. He was just on the way to go to Mayapur. So I went to show him the building. I said, "What do you think? Is it taken in it?" He said, "Take it immediately. I can tell you the pain." He said, "Make subscriptions. Get every life member to contribute 10 rupees a month." So we sent out these standing orders, and they all contributed 10 rupees a month. So when we moved to that White House in 1981, that made everything explode. It was just so amazing. Many devotees joined. So many devotees joined that they became like Vaikuntha Maharishis. So many nice brahmacharis, so many nice mataji joined. And it was just very blissful. So my point is, the long story making short, is that when there's many devotees, a country can be taken over by Krishna consciousness. And this country is very small. 1.2 million inhabitants is nothing. And there's many devotees who can help, who can contribute to spread Krishna consciousness. But we have to become dedicated. We cannot just keep Krishna consciousness as a side business. It has to be our main priority. Even if we work, even people who go to work, that's not a problem. We go to work, do our work, come back, and then we spread Krishna consciousness. In this way, we will have a volunteer army that can easily preach in every quarter of the village, in every quarter of the town. There must be a center of Krishna consciousness. Not maybe not official, but at least there must be a family that can spread Krishna consciousness all around. Then what's going to stop? Nothing can stop. So seeing the success that we had with this visit of Kripa Moya Prabhu, we hope that in the future people will become more dedicated and understand the scope of this Namahatta program, village, the market of the holy name. Markets are in every corner of the country. There must be markets. So we have the market of the holy name. That market also must be everywhere. So let's dedicate ourselves to spreading Krishna consciousness in this way. And we will surely meet success, because it's been predicted by Bhaktivinoda Thakur and all the great acharyas. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.